What, when you think about your life, what's the one thing that you fear the most?
Probably to lose my peoples.
Lose
That's
them
it.
how?
Get shot, anything to have them stop living.
Next to the camera
And
sits
then what's
Claudia
like the
Gomez.
one
She
thing
wears
that just
tight
keeps you
jeans,
hope
Air
that
Jordans,
keeps you
hoop earrings,
going
and long
that
pink
keeps you
fingernails.
alive
She's 20
that
years
keeps you
old,
alive
and she's
that
interviewing
makes
Chris
you feel
Carter,
good?
one of the students she works with. He's 19, and he got out of prison 2 weeks ago.
What's like the number one thing you think nobody knows about you that now we're gonna know?
I'm not really like, I'm not a disrespectful type of dude. Like, my insides, like, I ain't disrespectful. No.
That's cool. I knew that.
Thank
Cool.
Claudia's studio is
I
a
think when
classroom
you
at
left
Free
me,
LA High, a charter school, many of whose students have spent time in the correctional system. Claudia's first year working at the school, she ran the front desk and mentored struggling students. Then she met documentary filmmaker Jennifer Maitorena Taylor, and her responsibilities grew.
it all started like last summer. Jennifer was like doing interviews on like Does Prison Make You a Better Person? And I just happened to one day be around.
Claudia had never used a camera before, but she was a natural. And in January, Jennifer hired Claudia to co-produce a series of short documentaries about the Free LA community for public broadcasting. Claudia works on all aspects of the project. She films, helps edit, organizes shoots. She's at her best, though, when she's sitting across from a student or colleague and the camera is on.
Like after the interviews, like I had some of them come up to me and be like, "Man, I hadn't thought about that question, or I hadn't thought about my life in that way."
For Claudia, the filmmaking is an opportunity to connect deeper into her community. She grew up in South Central. When she was 12, she watched her sister get shot and killed by an ex-boyfriend. She spent the next 5 years angry, fighting, on the streets. Then she got pregnant and pulled it together. Now she works with kids like the one she used to be.
Sometimes I have to step out of my role as a mentor and step into myself and who I am as a person, and that's how I'll talk to them. Have you ever had a family member get killed?
No. Well, my friend, just a friend, but
I mean a friend, something.
Yeah. Well, two of my friends died in a fire and then one of my friends got shot.
And do you feel like the person who shot your friend deserves another chance? I love it. I love doing like this documentary stuff because when you see these people that we are interviewing, like you'll never know how deep their story is by just looking at them. Like you'll never know how like beautiful they are.
Beautiful and fragile. Chris Carter, the young man Claudia was talking to at the beginning of this story, was murdered about a month after that interview. He was the second Free LA student shot in the head and killed this semester.
Part of this job is to see people come and go, you know? Whether they come and go because they want to or they come and go because they die.
Tears are flowing, but Claudia's face and voice don't change. She reaches for a roll of scratchy gray paper towels and tears off a piece.
His family, like, you know, they have to see that interview. Like, he was just so pure and, like, so honest and so humble and so, I'm not rude, I'm very polite, and people always think that because I have tattoos on my face, I'm this certain way. Like, I'm really glad that we got to interview him and for him to reflect on himself. Because after that day, he was like, man, you know, I feel good. Are you happy?
Yep, stay happy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you.
You look really serious.
I do. I am serious.
Jake DeGrazia, Annenberg Radio News.